listener production.
Hey there, I'm Lauren Howarth with your news briefing. A heavily pregnant woman has been attacked in her own home by an alleged intruder in Queensland. Police say a 23-year-old man broke into the 43-year-old's house on Wednesday before assaulting her. She's now in hospital in a serious condition. The case is due to be heard in court again next month. China has admitted to owning a balloon spotted over the US, but has denied it's being used for spying. It's released a statement saying the balloon is mainly used for weather research and it was blown off course due to strong winds. Talk of a national firearms register is getting the thumbs up from gun control advocates. National Cabinet has agreed a coordinated system is needed and will look at a report that's due at the end of the year. Roland Brown from Gun Control Australia says the register will save lives.
It needs to be available to any police officer in any part of Australia to interrogate a database to find out what guns are registered to what owner in what house. It's a matter of safety for police.
WA firefighters have warned homes will be destroyed if blazes break out this weekend due to staff shortages, while a heatwave warning is in place for southeast Queensland. And new research shows older Aussies are still feeling pretty overwhelmed by advancing technology. That's despite becoming more digitally engaged during COVID. Rugby league fans will get a first look at the Dolphins tonight, the NRL's new team taking on a Central Queensland side in a trial match. Supercoach Wayne Bennett will take a back seat, allowing assistant Nathan Fein to take charge.
It's really exciting for me personally, having the opportunity to, come up here and work with Wayne and the Dolphins, but having the opportunity to be, the first coach when we're running out in our new colours.
And the Big Bash final is on tonight between the Perth Scorchers and the Brisbane Heat.